Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening in to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. You know, once upon a time, many, many, many years ago, there was something that is not very common today. That thing that there was a long, long time ago, or once upon a time, was perfect people. I know that a lot of you didn't really know that, but if you look at your history books and you look at all of that stuff, you'll find that hundreds and thousands of years ago, there were perfect people. Okay, that's an entire hoax. There's never been perfect people. Perfect people have never existed. People are just that, people. And as they say, humans are subject to fail. So for all of you people that are complaining because you can't get this right or you can't get that right or things just don't seem to work out for you, well, first off, I want to let you know, get over it. Because guess what? Perfection doesn't exist. And the effort to strive for perfection is a fool's bet because there is no such thing as perfect. There is no such thing as Havana. Okay? Life is about living, and living is part of making mistakes as you live. If you live on this earth, if you live on this planet, be it now or 10 million years from now, you will never achieve or reach perfection. So, with that said, I just want to let you know that all of the perfect people are gone, and in actuality, they never really existed. So, if all of the perfect people are gone, then what are we left with? We're left with all of the yous and me's and them's and thou and they and all those other people, be it that they are history or what have you. So, since now we've come to the conclusion that there is no such thing as perfection, now we've come to the conclusion that there never was a perfect people or a perfect person, and understanding and accepting the fact that if it never existed, then that means it's something that doesn't exist, and also accepting the fact that it's something that will never exist, how about we all move on with our lives? How about we all just start to accept the failures that happen in our lives as part of our training, part of our development, part of us actually becoming better than we were? Because, again, if perfection is something that's unattainable, then why are so many people reaching for it? Why are so many people trying to get there and then being upset because they can't? You know, it's an interesting thing when you look at people. Everyone wants to judge someone else. Everyone wants to point the finger at somebody else when things go wrong, when things don't work out, when you have a particular deal that didn't fall through. But how many people truly look at themselves and evaluate accordingly? How many people really look back and go, hey, I contributed to this failure? How many people take that information and then put forth the necessary effort to make sure that they don't relive it so that it doesn't happen again and again and again? I think one of the number one problems that most of us experience, and I'm not just talking about you guys listening today, I'm also talking about myself, is that we as a people, we as human beings, don't have a tendency to accept the truth for what it is. The truth is we made a mistake, or we've had a poor judgment, or we accidentally got it wrong. However, if you're still here breathing, if you can still hear the sound of my voice, be it that you're listening to the show live or you're listening to the show 60 years from now, guess what? That means that there's still an opportunity for you to do something that most people seem to not realize that you can do. What is that? Change. What is that? Make the correct adjustment in your habit in your ways or in your thinking so that you can move in the right direction. It's amazing how many people that I meet and run into that want to tell me that their father did it that way, their mother did it that way. Well, it's their dad's problem because he wasn't there. It's their mother's problem because they weren't there. Well, somebody doesn't care about me. Well, nobody cares about me. Well, you're mad at me. You're not mad at me. Well, guess what? Most of us have already made up our minds to be miserable. We've already made up our minds to complain. Instead of us looking at the great things that have happened in our day, in our life, we look for the bad. You know, it's always interesting when I go to, let's say, a funeral. I could have been talking to somebody the week before, and they were talking about how the person now laying in the casket owed them money, how the person laying in the casket did this, that, and the other thing that upset them, or that was wrong, or that was bad, or that shouldn't have happened. Yet, when you're in the funeral home and you're sitting there, everybody's boo-hooing. And that same person that was calling this person all these expletives is now all sad and upset because this person is lost. However, they were condemning that person just the other week, just the other month. How many of you have ever made a mistake? I think everybody listening, no matter when you're listening, can raise your hand. How many of you have certain habits that are just really hard for you to kick? I'm sure that everybody can put their hands up. And I'm not talking about habits like drugs or smoking or anything like that. I'm talking about just little things, little quirks about you. Well, guess what? If you have a little quirk, be it that it's deep, deep down in the basement or it's in the closet, guess what? You have a quirk. You're not perfect. That means you now fall into the 99.9% of humans in the world. Because guess what? Again, there is no such thing as perfection. We are all a work in progress. We are all trying to grow up and become better us's. However, most of us fail to take the actions necessary to even make minor little monikums of improvement in what it is that we do. You know, one of the people I like to quote is Helen Keller, because here's a lady that was deaf, blind, and dumb, yet she was probably one of the most optimistic individuals I have ever heard of in history. Why? Because she kept a positive attitude, and she conquered all of those odds. Look at Nelson Mandela, a man that spent, 30 years of his life in prison for a crime that he really didn't commit, or should I say doing time for something that he shouldn't have been put in prison for. However, this man came out to become the president of his country. You know, unfortunately, Mr. Mandela is now having some health issues, and it's not looking too good. However, this man has left a legacy, and he's kept a positive and upbeat attitude. Has it always been positive and upbeat? I'm sure there's been some times that even Nelson Mandela could have snatched a knot in somebody. However, he was able to keep control of himself and to also maintain a certain mindset, a certain attitude, and a certain presence. He was able to maintain and become and be and constantly be a professional, a gentleman, all of those things. Now, that took great determination. That took great mind over matter power, because I know that most of us couldn't do that. All of us are capable of doing it, but most of us couldn't do it and wouldn't do it. Why? That's a question that you have to answer for yourself. I can't really answer that. But what I can say is that every day, ladies and gentlemen, is a day to be thankful. Every day is an opportunity for you to create a better environment, not only for yourself, but for the people around you. Every day is a day for you to leave a legacy and not just leave debt, to actually get out there and show the world that you're made of more than they think you're made of, to show the world that your value is the value of unlimited possibilities. It has the value of you doing things that could astound the people that know you. Why? Because the true you, the inner entrepreneur, the inner intrapreneur, is actually there, ready to innovate, ready to lead, ready to take the helm, ready to do the things necessary to actually find the success, the joy, and the happiness that we all seem to say we want. However, that's just it. We say we want it, but very few people are there and have the true mindset or desire to actually walk the talk. That's where a lot of us fall. That's where a lot of us just don't quite cut the mustard, so to speak. However, the possibilities for us doing that are phenomenal. There are unlimited opportunities for each and every person. Are you going to have your up days? Yes. Are you going to have your down days? Yes. Are things going to not work out? Yes. But it's the people that consistently put forth the effort that do what? They persevere. They win in the end. They beat the odds. They constantly do the things necessary to set themselves up for success. Because, again, every failure, there's a lesson. Just like every success, there's a lesson. However, for most people, and you can listen to other people that talk about this subject that have created and actually achieved great things, most of the ones that have truly looked at the things that didn't work out have said that they've learned much more from those things that were most people would consider failures than those things that they considered successes. And from doing that, they did what? They eventually found the success that they were seeking. They eventually got to the goals that they were looking to get to. They eventually got to the results that they were looking for. And sometimes finding the results or getting to your actual goal comes from actually having an open mind. And that open mind opens your mind to the other possibilities in all of the probabilities that can actually happen in your life. Sometimes you may be looking for a two, and as you're so focused on finding that two, getting to step two, that you miss step three. And step three was there. You were already at step two. Sometimes we're so focused on thinking that we don't deserve more that we actually guide ourselves into the less column. You were on the path to more. You were on the path to greatness. You were on the path to happiness. You were on the path to the thing that you truly desired, but you were so focused on that one thing that you thought you deserved or thought you needed that you blew past a greater opportunity. You blew past a greater realization of the things that were around you. A lot of us, even though we seem to act like we want more, we set ourselves up to have less. Sometimes it's because we don't believe we deserve more. Sometimes it's because we don't believe that we're as good as other people. There's a number of different reasons. Again, what those reasons are totally up to you. I can't speak for anybody else. I'm just throwing some things out there that I know have happened to most of us. Most of us are scared to succeed. Success frightens the bejeebies out of us. And it's clearly true. It's clearly true because most of us, when we're given the tools to succeed, we ignore them. When we're told what we need to do to make a change, we don't do it. When we're put in a position to find the happiness and joy in which we can have, what do? Again, we ignore it. We blow it off. We assume it's not real. When we should be taking action on the positive things that we need to be taking action on, what do? We ignore them. We do nothing. We sit and stare at our TVs. We sit and complain about what happened yesterday. We worry about things that we can't change instead of changing the things that we can. Can anybody do anything about yesterday? Nobody can do anything about yesterday. Nor can you do anything about 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, or 10,000 years ago. The only thing that you have the opportunity and even the slight possibility of changing is your now. And by changing your now, you change your tomorrow. So what's the most important day in your life? Today. What's the most meaningful day in your life? Today. Because today is what's going to set you up for those future possibilities and future opportunities for tomorrow. So again, all of the perfect people are gone, and they're gone because they never existed. Now, what you and I need to do is we need to be the best people that we can be today. If you're a businessman, then guess what? You need to be a businessman and a businessman, a woman with character. If you're a person, you need to be a person with character. If you're a parent, then you need to be a parent. Whatever it is that you believe a parent is supposed to be, as long as it's positive, then that's what you need to be. That's the type of attitude and mindset that you need to share with each and every person that you come in contact with, especially your children. I understand that we all get distracted. And like I said, since none of us are perfect, then that means there's always going to be need for improvement. However, most of us aren't putting forth any effort to improve. We're not putting forth any type of real effort in developing ourselves. Now, for those of you that are listening, you know I'm really big on, I agree that you should have all the education that you could have. However, and I believe that strongly, however, understand that because you've got a degree, because you've got a certification, because you have a title, that doesn't give you carte blanche to treat other people like garbage. Because guess what? Especially if you're in a leadership role, that position actually makes you less have an opportunity, or excuse me, you should see that as less of an opportunity to abuse your fellow man or fellow woman. Why? Because you're in a position, a believed position of power. But also understand that that position of power is only for that position, and it's only a position that is actually given to you. All right? In order to be a real leader, there are the different steps and different levels of leadership, as Dr. John Maxwell says. All right? So if you have a title, you're just at a positional level. Just because you have perceived power, understand that that doesn't mean anything. Because if I don't respect your rank, your title, your level of power, what does that mean? It means nothing. It means nothing. And if you don't believe me, you know, ask Mrs. Obama what she thinks when she disagrees with Mr. Obama. There's a fight. However, that man is the commander-in-chief of one of the most powerful countries in the world, or the most powerful country in the world, the United States. However, his positional power and his relationship power are two different things. Now, I'm not saying that Mrs. Obama wouldn't die for her husband and her husband die for her, and the same thing for their children. But what I am saying is that he's in a positional level of power when it comes to his relationship with his wife. And I'm not saying that she doesn't respect his title, his position, or him as a man. I'm sure that she's very, very happy with him and all of the above, which is a beautiful thing. But I'm just saying this to actually illustrate a point. The point is that positional power is probably the lowest level of power that there is. And that's what a lot of people need to understand. A title doesn't make you a leader, all right? A title doesn't make you a parent. A title doesn't make you anything except gives you positional power. So for all of you that think that you can't do it because you're not the leader, I don't care if you're a clerk. Everybody in that company is what? You're a leader. You're just not the positional leader. And even though you're not the positional leader, that doesn't mean that you can't take a position of leadership in your organization. There was a saying, I don't remember exactly who said it, but it was basically somebody said that if you're going to be a street sweeper, then you need to be the Michelangelo of street sweeping. If you're going to be a painter, then you need to be the Picasso of painting. You know, if you're going to be a virtuoso, then you need to be the greatest that you can be at what you do based on the qualities that you have, understanding that there is greatness within you, and understanding that all you have to do is constantly and repeatedly apply that. There is no superstar on earth that just came out and was a superstar. It took practice. It took effort. It took failing. It took missing. It took not getting there. It took pain. It took sacrifice. It took a whole lot of different things for each person that has achieved great things to get there, to have it, okay? And everybody is capable of it. You know, they've done studies where they've talked about people that are mentally challenged, and they may be mentally challenged in one area, yet if you give them the thing that truly makes them click, the job that they do in that one particular task could be phenomenal and could be so awesome that somebody that is considered awesome couldn't do it, because that's the thing that they shine on. Even though they may be lacking in other areas, in the area that they are working in the area that they are doing, that particular task they do better than anyone else. You've got people that are brilliant. They can take an equation and come up with something that would blow your mind, yet that same person can't do the simplest, most common sense thing. Again, there is a gift within each and every one of us. there is a level, believe it or not, of perfection in each person. But that level of perfection cannot be measured by another man or woman. That level of perfection is in the uniqueness of every single person. Why? Because every single person is like a snowflake. You're unique. There will never be another you. Not now, not later, not ever. Even if you're a clone. So again, perfection doesn't exist. Ladies and gentlemen, stop beating yourself up. Start doing the things necessary to improve your life. Start doing the things necessary to improve the lives of people around you. Become a giver. Use a giver's gain type of mentality. Give like there's no tomorrow and understand that not everybody is going to give back, but that's okay. Why? Because in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, you know that you've done everything that you could possibly do to not only make this world a better place, but to make you a better place. Plus that with everything that you do, somebody is looking at you. Somebody is observing what you're doing. So I say to you now in the Zurian Show, there is so much opportunity out there if you'll not only give yourself a chance, but give others a chance to actually share their greatness with you as you share your greatness with them. Don't wait for them to act. Don't think of that, well, if you give 50%, I'll give 50%. Because guess what? Most people aren't going to give their 50%. So guess what? Both of you are holding back 50%. So even though both of you in your minds are thinking that the other person is giving their 50%, together you're still not doing 100. So how about everybody give, try to give more than 100%, and you might actually be lucky enough to where you actually hit that 100%. Why? Because as somebody said today in a meeting that I went to, they're not very trusting. They're very skeptical. All of those things. Well, guess what? That person's fault is just that. That's that person's fault. That shortcoming is that person's shortcoming. The mistake of them not being able to trust people and not being able to rely on people is hurting them. It doesn't matter how good you look. It doesn't matter how much money you got. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have or how smart you think you are. If you're not giving 100% of yourself, then you're the person that's losing. You're losing on more levels than one. Okay? So I understand we love our children. We love our church. We love our synagogue or our temple or our mosque or whatever it is that you want to do. But what I want you to try to think about is that you're on this earth for a purpose. And there are different roads that you can take along your path. Choose wisely in the choices that you make. Understand that you're not better than anybody else and no one is better than you. However, everybody needs to be treated with a level of respect. Everyone needs to be given the benefit of the doubt until they prove to you that they cannot be trusted, until they prove to you that you cannot give them the benefit of the doubt. And again, there's so many people out there that have. If you would just lend a hand to some of the other people that don't have because they haven't realized what you realized or they haven't been as fortunate as you have, this world could become a really, really phenomenal place. It already is because there's some phenomenal people in it. But what I'm asking is those of you that haven't truly stepped up to the plate, haven't really given of yourself, to go ahead and give of yourself and see what happens. Go ahead and do something and be surprised that what you thought was going to happen didn't happen. Because there's a lot of good people out there that want to do good things. And there's a lot of people out there with the tools to help other people that don't know how to know how, but they're not doing so. So, as always, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I hope that you got something out of the show. I'm hoping that the information shared resonated with some of you. I hope that you'll share the show with other people. I hope we all now realize that all the perfect people are gone and that if you want something to happen, it's up to you to make it happen. And you can do it because there's opportunity out there for everybody. And remember what Helen Keller said. She said, optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. And that was by Helen Keller. Ladies and gentlemen, have hope, have confidence, and take action. All right? Knowledge not used is useless knowledge. And only knowledge that's used is truly power. Just having the knowledge and not taking it to the next level is a waste of your time, their time, our time. And you're not just hurting yourself, you're hurting everyone around you. be it directly or indirectly, by you not taking action and doing the things necessary to get you where you need to be. So, let's stop making excuses and feeling sorry for ourselves, and let's get to what we really need to get to while we're here and while we're living on this earth. Let's leave a life that is positive and meaningful as we leave a meaningful legacy. Because guess what? Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space, you have a choice. The choice is to choose your response. In that response will lie your joy, your happiness, and your future. So I ask you, I plead with you, choose wisely and understand that things may be great for you today, but what happens tomorrow when things aren't? What happens when the person at the top of the ladder realizes that they're all the way at the top of the ladder and they're all by themselves and they don't know how to get down? What happens when they fall and the people that could catch them now won't catch them because they stepped on them as they were trying to get up the ladder? Now you've really got a problem. All I can tell you is think about it. Look in the mirror and take a strong look at yourself and tell yourself, what do you see? And then what are you going to do to make the necessary changes to make your life and the world around you a better place? Again, you got dreams? Start applying them. You're going to fail. You're going to have times when you don't get there, but those are the learning steps to get to the next level. Those are the learning steps and the necessary things that you need to go through, because everybody's path is different. Everybody's journey is different, but everybody's on a journey. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Take care, be well, and thank you.